You're listening to an African Elements top news story for September 09, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Demetrize Carter, a 45-year-old black man, has filed a federal lawsuit against Del City police officer Sean Hogue, alleging he was shot in the chest with his hands raised during a high school football game. Carter claims Officer Hogue held racial implicit biases against African Americans and had personal animosity towards him. The lawsuit states that Hogue was familiar with Carter from previous encounters and had a negative impression of him. Carter's attorney, Billy Clark, asserts that Hogue's use of deadly force against a non-confrontational individual was excessive and violated Carter's Fourth Amendment rights. The shooting occurred on August 25, 2023, during a chaotic scene at Choctaw Yellow Jackets Stadium. A 16-year-old black boy, Cordy Carter, was killed in the shooting. A 15-year-old black boy, Davian Hamilton, was initially arrested for murder, but charges were dismissed in January 2024 after a witness recanted. No arrests have been made since. Jania Wright, Cordy Carter's mother, filed a separate lawsuit against the Choctaw-Nokoma School District and the cities of Choctaw and Del City, alleging negligence and inadequate security. Wright's lawsuit claims Demetrize Carter was shot while attempting to aid her son, who had been shot by other juveniles. According to Wright's lawsuit, Demetrize Carter had his hands raised and informed officers he was not involved in the shooting, but Officer Hogue still fired. Wright's lawsuit also states that Hogue and other officers did not render aid to Demetrize Carter after he was shot. The lawsuit against Del City Police and the Choctaw-Nokoma Park School District includes claims of Fourth Amendment violations. The core Fourth Amendment claim is that Hogue's shooting of Demetrize Carter, who was unarmed and had his hands raised, constituted an unreasonable seizure. The 14th Amendment is also central to the lawsuit, particularly its due process and equal protection clauses. The lawsuit likely argues that Demetrize Carter was deprived of his rights without due process and denied equal protection, possibly due to racial discrimination. There has been a lack of transparency regarding the release of body camera footage from the incident. Police initially refused to release the footage, citing an ongoing investigation. Despite Hogue being cleared of wrongdoing by an Oklahoma County grand jury in April 2024, neither the Del City Police Department nor the Oklahoma County District Attorney has released the videos. Body camera footage is crucial for police accountability and transparency. Hogue's attorney, Gary James, stated that the grand jury believed Demetrize Carter was likely holding a gun and that he didn't comply. James claimed the video shows Carter throwing a gun backward under a police unit after falling. Police reported recovering two guns and eight rounds at the scene, but have not specified their location or if one was held by Demetrize Carter. Clark argues that the refusal to release the body camera videos indicates a lack of transparency and expects them to be released during discovery in the lawsuit. A grand jury is a group of citizens determining probable cause for criminal charges. When a grand jury clears an officer, it means they decided not to issue an indictment, indicating insufficient evidence for criminal charges. This does not mean the officer's actions were justified or that they are absolved of civil liability. Police use of deadly force is governed by the Fourth Amendment's objective reasonableness standard. Excessive force occurs when an officer uses more force than is reasonably necessary. The lawsuit argues that shooting Demetrize Carter, an unarmed individual with his hands raised, constituted excessive and unreasonable force. Oklahoma City police have been targeting red light offenders to improve safety. An officer made a traffic stop in northwest Oklahoma City as part of this initiative. The Moore police chief has addressed officer training regarding body camera footage and police transparency. Oklahoma Governor Stitt's Operation Safe is targeting Tulsa, leading to pushback from the Tulsa mayor. The Oklahoma Medical Examiner's summary report on Nex Benedict's death was shared by the Owosso Police Department, leading to demands for apologies from various groups. OCPD released video and new details in a fatal police shooting. This timeline illustrates the sequence of key events related to the Demetrize Carter shooting and subsequent legal actions. Copyright, African Elements.